B-Pod Studios.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
So Brandy sent us a message, and she sounds like she needs a little help.
Okay.
She thinks she met the perfect guy a few weeks ago, but he's seems perfect, but he's also one extra thing that she thinks is a problem. And she sent us a message and said, "Hey guys, I met the perfect guy a few weeks ago, and we've probably been on 6 or 7 dates. He's exactly what I'm looking for in a guy. He's got a great job. He's polite. He's tall. He's handsome."
Well, now don't tell us what the other thing is. Let Roy and I guess.
Okay.
The negative about him, he's shorter than her.
Ooh, I was going to say a smoker.
Are those your, are you locked in?
Different political. Okay. Yes, we're I'm locked in.
Okay, you're locked in.
Different political background.
But he's also very quiet. She says, "I had to make all the small talk when I introduced him to my friends, and he kind of just sat back and, like, watched us." She said, "I don't know if I can make this work. Has anyone dated a quiet guy? Is it worth it? Will it work?"
I'm pretty quiet. I think it's, I think it will work. You got to stick that out. So that's one of the great things about Sterling. And
I talk a lot.
Oh, and over people. Yeah. And over people. But there's times where we'll just be sitting in the living room not talking to each other at all.
Sterling's quiet, too, for the most part.
You know, when we want to be outgoing, we're outgoing. When we want to be in our little turtle shell hiding from the world, we do that, too.
But I honestly, as y'all's friends, I wouldn't say either of you are quiet.
I totally agree with you.
Like, once you get to know you, you're very outgoing. And
yes, you're right. It's my shyness is with new people, 100%.
But the problem with Brandy is that she's been on 5 or 6 dates with this guy. Like, at that point, he should be at least outgoing with her, I would think.
Would you like dating the quiet guy, Loren?
No. I need somebody that can keep up.
That's what I loved about Amanda when I met her the first time. I fell in love with her at first sight. She came in. All of her friends were like, "Hey, Amanda." You know, like, and then I just thought to myself, geez, this would be the perfect partner to take with me, you know, to parties and events. And we would work so well together.
I think I would end up friend zoning a quiet guy. Mm. You know what I mean? Like, I wouldn't cut him out of my life totally. Because, I mean, it sounds like she appreciates certain things about him. You know, she says that he's handsome, polite, tall. He's got a good job.
Isn't sometimes a guy shutting up the biggest gift?
Amen.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Like, giving this,
you know what? On second thought.
Yeah.
Maybe she should just marry this guy.
All right. Let's do this. Let's turn it over to you guys, the MRL Show fam. Clearly, Roy and I are not the quiet guys, so we can't help here. And Nicole's not here today. And even if she was, I know that she probably couldn't date. Although her last couple girlfriends, Lauren.
No, Lauren.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
X was not quiet. Mm-mm. Yeah. Can you date the quiet guy? Are you okay? I mean, I guess it would work the same way with women, too. You know what I mean? Like, if your partner's quiet, not overly talkative, does that wear out over time?
I don't know. I think some people like the spotlight, too. So maybe it does work.
704 sent a text message and it says, "Don't do it," in all caps. The quiet guy means that there's something going on that he doesn't want to talk about.
No, that's not true.
What do you mean? Maybe it is.
That's like really looking deep into the situation. Like, somebody can't just be quiet.
I thought it was a funny text.
This is Carla in Lancaster. Hey, Carla.
Hello.
All right, Carla. Can you date the quiet guy, or is that too much to carry conversation all the time?
No. Me and my husband have been together 21 years, and unless you speak to him, he is not going to speak back.
Really?
Loren's drafting papers right now for Dallas.
I'm like, it does kind of sound like the perfect man.
Yeah, but after a while, like, Carla, you come home. I mean, don't you want the man to ask you how your job, how work went, and get into a conversation, but you have to generate all of it?
No, he does. He has gotten better. He will speak whenever he gets home, but if we're out in public and I'm sitting there carrying on a conversation, if you don't speak to him, he is not going to speak.
Okay.
So he just lets you take the lead.
Yes.
Thanks, Carla. Jeez, Loren. Who knew this segment was going to turn your life around?
Yeah, right.
All right, this is Christina in Indian Trail. Welcome to the Man You Wore on the Rim Morning Show.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
I had a similar situation. I dated a guy that was super quiet, and we went to family functions and family friend outings with my friends, and I would always be making the conversation for him. And my dad's the type of dad where if you don't speak to my dad, he's going to like, wonder what the heck's the problem. So he always thought that was just the weirdest thing to not be respected. So, no, you can't date somebody that's too quiet because you can't make conversation. And then on top of that, communication is key in the relationship. So if you can't communicate and you can't make a conversation, it's kind of not, it's kind of different. It's like, it doesn't work. So, no.
Thanks, Christina. Yeah, good
point. That is true. Yeah, communication is key.
That's what I think 704 was texting about if they're quiet, there's something going on. Maybe, you know. And well, okay, let's say that maybe there's not something going on, but if there is something going on,
you won't know.
You won't know because you're not going to communicate it. So, Brandy, the main thing is that he's tall and handsome and polite and has a good job. Those are three things that outweigh the quiet.
Give it a chance.
Give it a chance.
Write it out.
Yeah. All right.
All right, we got a brand new senseless survey. This time I ask her, hey, did you know that aliens invaded the moon? Because, you know, humans did invade the moon. We are technically aliens to them. And that went right over her head. You got to listen to this brand new senseless.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.